Yes. Okay, this is what we do. We take lollies, we try them, we taste them, we let you know if they're good or bad. We be brutal. This is the Lolly Lowdown. Tash and Jake back in the spot, ready for some sampling times. How are you feeling?
Pretty good.
Yeah, oh,
pretty
okay.
Hungry, actually.
Yeah, no, me too. That's why I've chosen, because we have a bit of a stash of lollies happening here at 2SER now. The station knows this is the place. This is the segment, right?
Are you going to pull it from your pocket right now?
Yes.
Your inside pocket?
My jacket pocket, because I didn't want you guys to see it.
Doing some sketchy watches about to open some. Yeah. What do you need, kids?
Which lollies do you want?
These right here. Now, Jake, you used to live in New York for a long time. Did you ever come across moon pie bites?
They look like sort of a sketchy version of these things called, what are they, Malamars? Do you guys have them here?
No. Sounds like a breed of dog.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah. Oh, no, stick on my Malamar. No, it's like a marshmallow inside a... case of chocolate, and it's got a bit of graham cracker underneath. It's meant to be like a portable s'more.
What are they called? Crowns or royals here? Something like that? One of the two? Yeah, we got something
Something similar,
but
yeah.
But not a graham cracker. That's a very American thing.
Yeah.
When I lived with some Americans, they did let me try s'mores. They got some graham crackers shipped over. Hershey's chocolate tastes like vomit, so...
I don't like it at all.
It's trash, man. What do you think? Is that blasphemy?
I think... to eat it alone is not that fun, but I don't know. If you're camping, anything's going to be delicious.
Well, that's a lie.
What?
No way! Camping food always tastes so much better because it's the only food you have.
I mean, that's true, but also just wake up, you know? Just like be aware of your surroundings. Don't let camping distract you from trash food, you know what I mean? Okay, these are called moon... Apparently moon bites, because on the back it's like a looks like a wagon wheel. But I think these are just condensed miniature versions, almost like a...
You know, I don't like wagon wheels, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, these are just marshmallow and chocolate and graham cracker. And that's apparently what a s'more is, but it's just a bite-sized s'more with no heat or meltedness, I guess. So,
is that all that was in the box?
Yeah, just this little packet. It's a bit deceiving,
yeah,
isn't
it? Yeah, I'm pretty bummed. looks like there should be two of these little satchels.
They're like, whoa, they smell weird, man. That doesn't smell good. They're like half the size of a Malteser. I'm just going to go for it.
They don't smell weird.
Yeah, they do.
What is that smell?
It's not good.
Oh, it's something.
These are really disappointing.
Big time. Yeah. This isn't very good.
It's just marshmallow inside, no biscuit.
It could be good.
No, these are terrible. These are disgusting.
I don't mind them. I don't know. It's also like, what, 5:30? It's just about dinner time. I eat most things.
They got like a weird soapy aftertaste. Is anyone getting that?
Yeah.
Soapy.
Yeah. Like if you just bit into a bar of soap.
It tastes like...
Can you taste it in the back of your throat?
It feels grainy to me.
Mm.
But I'm enjoying the flavour.
See, I thought this was meant to be a marshmallow on the inside. It's got the texture of a biscuit though.
I don't like these little soap-covered chocolate balls.
I mean, I'm still eating it, but like...
No, I'm out. Don't
it's
like
really dry marshmallow on the inside.
How are you guys not tasting the soap aftertaste?
It is a bad aftertaste. I don't know if it's quite... Oh, it is a little bit. How do you know what soap tastes like? Were you a bad mouth child or something?
What soap tastes like? I don't know. I just feel like if you smell soap, you would know what it would taste like.
Or you accidentally get it in your mouth in the shower or something.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I don't just go and eat soap.
Dog food smells and tastes very different.
Oh.
Can confirm. Smell of dry dog food.
Is this
wonderful?
What did you do to eat dog food?
I decided that dog food smelt quite delicious.
How old were
you? Yes, that was my
neck.
How old were you?
12.
Okay.
That's all right. 12
old enough to be making, you know,
it's borderline
decent decisions.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
If you were like, oh, like last week.
Even like 13, I'd still be a bit like, okay. I wonder if it's just the bite sizeness is making it taste bad.
Delicious marshmallow and graham in chocolatey coating. Yeah, there was no biscuit in that.
No.
Like, I bit into one half and it was just...
I should stop eating it, even though it tastes, like, really bad.
Yeah, it's really bad.
Are you going to eat yours?
No, you can eat them. Go ahead.
Yeah. All right. I guess taste, man. I'm looking at, like, a... I'm disappointed. I'll go, like, a 6.
Oops. I'm going, like, a -5. These are disgusting. I did not like them at all.
-5?
-5.
That's the lowest you've ever done.
Yeah, it is.
Anyone's ever done.
I didn't even realize. Like, I just thought of it now that we could minus.
We could go negative.
Yeah.
Wow. Possibilities infinite.
I
don't know. Maybe the moon pie. Should we like give them a second chance? Should this be part part one and, you know, give us some research and we'll...
We could find, like, a real moon pie, you mean?
Yeah, and really...
It's got a weird upside now. I mean, you know what? We should try and get s'mores just in general.
Yeah, I feel like they would be really yummy. I've never tried them before.
Yeah.
S'mores?
Yeah.
Just like, oh, wow.
I guess you could make... Isn't it the similar thing in Australia?
Have you had some marshmallows?
Yeah.
Okay, so just like add some chocolate and a biscuit to it.
And a biscuit.
You're good to go.
I mean, what's our equivalent of digestive biscuit or something?
I feel like it'd be like the...
Because they've already got chocolate on them. Oh, you can get them with chocolate, right?
Well, I would just get my own like Cadbury.
I would say like arrowroot. Arrowroot.
Oh, right. No, graham crackers are a bit more...
Are they like...
Porous. I don't know.
Yeah,
that's the word. They don't snap. They sort of crumble, I think. One from my memory of 2014. I'm going marketability is good because it's an American institution, s'mores, and I bought into it. And look at this. Whoa, this is a big one.
Did you say a number?
Oh, yeah, no. 6 for taste, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
For taste.
What about your taste, ma'am?
Trying to, like, put, you know, the other variables outside my head. Yeah, probably like a 5.
Oh, really?
Just feeling pretty mellow on them.
Look, these
I will eat the whole packet for sure.
Yeah,
we'll finish
too.
Them after this segment. Yeah.
Really? But. These guys have been making it since 1917.
That's like, why it tastes so bad. It tastes like 1917.
It does. These, yep.
I think if I had to spend my own money on these, I'd give them a less favorable review.
Mm-hmm.
So.
I wouldn't spend money on them.
I should stop eating them while I'm talking. All right. Marketability is good. I reckon it's pretty high, like an 8.
Yeah, look, if I was just looking at these, I would definitely want to buy them because they, like, appear like they're just little bite-sized s'mores.
Mm.
So I'd be like, yeah, I'm totally down for that.
Yeah.
So I would say like a 7.
Handheld.
Marketability, yeah.
You know, isn't that what...
S'mores on the go?
Isn't that what New York's all about, Jake? Is like moving on the go.
On
and
the go. It's
no
a
one has
city.
Time to eat a moon pie with their full hand. You need the other hand for texting and hailing cabs and, you know.
Hailing cabs.
Yeah, man. So this would be a perfect snack for you as a busy-going New York corporate flyboy.
Dude, you know me, my suit.
Yeah, man. Jake's wearing a suit right now, if you're wondering. And he threw like a pizza at me and said, "Get out of here!" on the way in. I was like, "Man, just relax. You're in Australia now, man. You don't have to do that."
Hey, I'm walking in.
Yeah, man. That's exactly the voice. Just kidding. Not really. Am I defending
you? May never
you
know.
Anyway,
radio listeners.
Yeah, make your own mind up. That's what independent thought's all about. Look, what's our other one? Appearance.
Appearance.
Kind of looks like rabbit
poo. I was just about to say that.
Some sort of scat.
Yeah, because it's not even a consistent ball shape.
Yeah.
Like, Maltesers do a pretty good job of keeping it pretty consistent.
Yeah. Sometimes you do get the random one that's a bit weird.
Mm-hmm.
I think Maltesers are big enough, though, that you're like, yeah, that doesn't look like feces.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
And this is like,
And they taste delicious.
Yeah, these taste really bad. I'm still eating it.
Yeah, though. Why are you still eating them?
Because I don't know. It's good enough.
Yeah, yeah, it's like right around that mid-range. Well, I guess for you, it's like
it's
very
terrible.
Much the negative mid-range.
Yeah, yeah. We have these moon bites. They're s'mores, but in like little pellets. American. Pretty bad taste, I think we've agreed all round. And just pretty disappointing, even though I've almost finished the whole packet. And it's still in my mouth. So what we figured is, for the marketability aspect, part of being a human being is being able to, you know, rise up in situations where everything looks like it's going for the worst, right? And in this instance, we all hate this lolly, but it's time to pretend that you love it, and we're going to have a pitch off. Jake is used to live in... How many years were you in America?
I think it was 14.
You think? Well, yeah. That's good. Good start. We got
I usually say 10, but that was like 4 years ago. So now a little bit of math. 14?
Oh, did you say math or maths?
I say math.
Ugh, that's actually a pet peeve of mine, really.
Oh, wow.
I just... Math and candy.
Isn't it? I thought maths with an S isn't real.
Well, I think it's technically incorrect, but in Australia, it's what we say, right? I mean, I don't want to sound like in Australia, you're going to talk like this. But, like, I don't know, math, it seems so... You can only have learned that from American TV or something, right? Like, because in your school, no one's ever going to say math.
Yeah, that's
Well, maybe
true.
Not. Again, I don't want to sound like a... But, like, you know.
Well, that's like the difference between H and H.
Well, yeah, I guess. I don't know. It's like my sister one time was like calling something candy. And I was like, come on, bro. Like, where'd you learn that? You know, it's... I don't know, man. I'm a bit of a... My dad maybe gets very angry about
be
like
patriotic, Bryce.
No, I don't know. I hate that. Like, anyway, let's go. I've looked up some ukulele music, and this is like going to be, you know, like our, when it's like a corporate think tank or whatever they call it. Oh, you probably want some headphones, man. Have any? It's all right. Just trust that. Oh, is this? These are broken. This is community radio, folks. Welcome to it. We're actually going to repair these headphones on the fly. Tash is doing that. One of the earbuds has fallen off. Here's the metal part. Chuck it in its designated hole. You can hear that plugged in. And what do you reckon, man? Still trying to fix these headphones. Try one, even if the other one doesn't work. Oh, you got to snap into place. Can you hear my voice on those headphones?
Yeah.
All right.
Yay, cool.
How good is community broadcasting? All right, now, let's see what this music is. It's like my pet peeve music as well. It's always YouTube videos have this kind of music, but Jake, the Moon Pie Lollies, let us know, man. Your pitch, it's your time to shine. You got 30 seconds.
Hey there.
You have to do an American accent.
Oh, okay, we'll see. Hey there. Have you ever been out in the street, in the hustle and bustle, and thinking, wow, I would really like a s'more right now. That would be fantastic. Well, you don't have a campfire, but guess what? Now you have the Moon Pie Bites, full of all those, you know, fake chocolate and graham crackers and marshmallows in a bite-sized piece, ready for consumption for your busy day.
Wow.
Do you know what I love about Jake's pitch was that he sounded like a robot, like a computer robot the whole time.
I'm very convinced. All right, Tash, are you ready for
this? No, I don't have headphones.
Oh, it's my turn. No, it's all right. It's all right. I'll do it. Yeah, Tash is scared of pitching because last time I was very good and you never want to. No, it's just because you don't like improvising, right?
Don't like putting me on the spot.
Well, Jake did it. That's a good job, man. But what about this, Tash? Tell me if this is better.
Okay.
Yo, I'm from New York, and I love s'mores, yo. Man, you know what's so good about s'mores, man? It's American, and I love America. And if you love America, then you gotta eat this stuff. And if you don't, then what are you doing here, bro? Get out of the city, man. If you don't like s'mores, then, yo, you're not a patriot. Now, with extra bite-sized form s'mores or Moon Pie Bites available now in stores.
Can I please ask, which platform was that intended for?
TV, man. It's like a guy just with a backwards cap. Yo, hey, check this out. I mean, Jake, as a former American citizen, do you think that style of advertising would work?
Definitely if it were on a radio show, like, you know, Alex Jones, that like, conspiracy theorist screaming at the listeners.
Yeah, right.
Like, hey, you better be eating this.
Well, you
otherwise,
know,
you know, you'll go to hell or something.
I would have probably approached it similar to you, but I thought to differentiate myself, I'd just try the American bro patriot angle. I don't know. No offense to any.
It sells. It does.
Well, there you go. Another review down the hatch.